USA Radio News.
Michael Cohen, President Trump's former personal attorney, pled guilty today in federal court to campaign violations, bank fraud, and tax evasion in connection with hush payments made to two women on behalf of then-candidate Trump. Cohen admitted that he violated federal campaign law at the direction of a candidate for the purpose of influencing an election. President Trump is holding a rally in West Virginia to campaign for GOP Senate candidate Patrick Morrisey tonight. The president spoke a short time ago.
Between Waters and Pelosi, you have two people that are in charge of Congress. They're not in favor of West Virginia. They don't know that West Virginia exists. They don't like coal. They don't like energy. And they don't like her. So
you can always check us out online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
We work hard at being healthier. And what we really need is better quality sleep. The new Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed intelligently senses your movements and automatically adjusts your comfort and support on both sides. This is not a bed. It's proven quality sleep. It's the biggest sale of the year where all beds are on sale. Save 50% on the new Sleep Number 360 Limited Edition Smart Bed, plus special financing only for a limited time. To find your local Sleep Number store, go to sleepnumber.com. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
From the creator of The Simpsons and Futurama.
This is a bad time to be coming down off of that high.
Comes an epic tale.
I like war, but I wouldn't say I love it.
Of growing up.
Isn't there a point in everyone's life where they need to go figure out who they are?
In the dark ages.
I want to get rid of all the diseases plaguing mankind and replace them with worse ones.
Disenchantment.
Anybody looks at her, they get their head chopped off.
Boy, did I look at her.
Only on Netflix.
The suspect in the Molly Tibbetts slaying has been identified as Christian Rivera. Rivera is being held on first-degree murder charges and is in the country illegally. Authorities in Iowa held a press conference earlier today.
Again, we were able to pull him in during the investigation. We conducted a lengthy interview with Mr. Rivera. And during that interview, he tells us that he sees Molly running and was able to come upon her, approach her. And while he was interfacing with her, he actually tells us that he ran alongside of her or behind her. And then at one point he tells us that Molly grabbed a hold of her phone and said, "You need to leave me alone. I'm going to call the police." And then she took off running. He in turn chased her down. And then he tells us that at some point in time he blacks out, and then he comes to near an intersection, which we believe he then placed Molly.
Tibbetts ended up being found just outside of Brooklyn, Iowa. This is USA Radio News.
I've been telling you for a year how great MyPillow is. Well, guess what? There's a great deal on MyPillow.com. You can get four pillows for about the price of one MyPillow. Click on the four-pack special when you go to MyPillow.com, enter promo code USA. You'll get two MyPillow premium pillows and two go-anywhere pillows, perfect for travel, for half off. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Poor Pack Special, enter promo code USA, but do it now.
Elizabeth Heng is running for Congress in California's 16th Congressional District. She planned on using Facebook to highlight some of the communist crimes that led her family to flee Cambodia and end up in the United States. Well, Facebook didn't like some of the video that was posted, and she joined Fox News to share more about the story.
I decided to kind of highlight, you know, their journey. And for some reason, Facebook didn't like that and revoked my ability to promote that online.
So what exactly did Facebook not like about her video post?
I believe that it was the beginning portion of it that showed mere glimpses of genocide that they didn't like. Those were just photos, right? My family lived through this. This is our story. For a tech giant such as Facebook to revoke my ability to tell my story and what history gets to live on, I find highly problematic.
After this initial outrage and pulling of the video, Heng updates us on where things stand right now.
So with Facebook, I was able to promote it for 2 days before they revoked it and said that it was shocking, disrespectful, and sensational. It took over 5 days plus a whole national movement for them to acknowledge later on that I'm sorry for the confusion on that. And there's a problem with this, because what if that had happened 5 days prior to an election?
Sure. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.